ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 8/13/2020. Oh, I'll tell you what. We're about ready in this whole world for a knockdown bare knuckle prize fight. Let me tell you what. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what. It's going to be good versus evil. And woe to him that calls good evil and evil good. Like Obama or Biden or Kamala Kamala. Karma Chameleon. Yeah. And I tell you what, you scratch that, she probably is a cousin of the Queen of England too. So I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just going to go wild weasel. And if you look at the Middle East, France is sending their navy in, you got Greece, and you got all of these things ongoing. Now, let me tell you, we're at the wartime footing. Let me tell you what some of the things I've been talking to my deep background source about. And we're still looking at these balloons, and I'm going to state it one more time. One more time, once again. For the no such agency and all of the military, the unintelligent Joint Chiefs of Staff and Mr. Esper, Mr. Anti-Trump Esper, and Miley. Well, let me tell you something, Miley. You might see the little green men quicker than you think. You gave a speech about how that's who the next people are going to fight. Well, let me tell you what. They ain't the ones that you put the boys onto up in Alaska. With the fake, you know, alien invasion, blue beam and all of that. But what it is going to be, it's going to be Luciferian pond scum from outer space and the fallen angels are going to be involved in what's going to come. But that's not going to be right yet. And I'm going to tell you, you need to look at these loon balloons that Red Chinese own. The company secretly owned the company that is making the Google balloons. They're supposed to provide weather reports and Wi-Fi, and they're also plausibly deniable. But let me tell you something. Right now over Africa, and if you look also, Joint Chiefs, NSA, if you look at the University of Wisconsin mimic, you can see the scalar warfare ongoing. It is just huge amounts of scalar warfare going back and forth on the west coast of the United States. In other words, going towards China and back at us from China in that area. Huge amounts of activity. University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C. I've talked to you about it before. I'm not going to belabor it. Now, I'm going to tell you, the other thing is on the east coast, getting attacks from Africa. Now, right up over Africa today, this afternoon, there were about, 9 to 11 different loony balloons, Google balloons, hup-a-bup-a-bup-a. Not over all Africa, not up into the Middle East, but more on the west coast and down to the south. Those areas where also, if you look at the mimic, they're getting to be smaller scalar weapon pokers or needles or pool cues or however you burst or pellets or whatever you want to say. Those are ones that are being done and can be done allegedly by the new Google Looney Tune balloonies that have the bigger payload packages that are getting up at 65,000 feet. They're getting the sun. They're charging batteries. They got the old Tesla kind of stuff on it, or the new electronic warfare, and then you can get two or three of them together, and you can start zapping stuff. You can create sinks, solar, you know, you can create sinks, tunneling laser kind of effects, and all kind of stuff. You can zap things and pop it down into the ocean into the fault lines. You can do all kind of stuff with this. You got 10 or 11 of them up there, you can do it. You got one over the Panama. Now, for you people out there who don't know, who runs the Panama Canal? Well, it used to be the United States of America and, you know, Pineapple Face, you know. But now who owns the Panama Canal and runs it and runs the machinery and had, the last time I knew, back 10 years ago, they had 120,000 Red Chinese troops. Oh, I mean workers, port workers, and canal workers for Hutchison Whampoa, allegedly. Chinese run the Panama Canal. Well, don't our ships have to go through there to get to the, you know, Atlantic to the Pacific and all of that and to do it so they don't have to go around the Horn anymore and all that stuff? Well, don't they? Anyway, they do. So consequently, you've got a scenario where that's being taken out and looked at, and from 65,000 feet near space, 60 to 65,000, these things constitute military intelligence satellites for the Red Chinese military, for the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, or is that the Portland Liberation Army and the Seattle Liberation Army and the Reparations for Chicago BLM Reparation Army, okay? I don't know. Maybe it's the Bend, Oregon tree huggers. We can't have you take the cartel, boys, just because they might have got into a scrap at home and hit on their spouse. Can't take them and take them back. Those could be the biggest drug dealers, criminal drug dealers in Bend. We can't have that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are already at war. If you're looking for hit the beach, World War II, bup, 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 bup. Or if you're looking for, okay, let's go in and get Baghdad. Or if you're looking for Korea or Vietnam, it's not going to be the same. We've already been at asymmetrical warfare for a number of years. And now it's ramping up. We just lost, what, 10 million acres in Iowa. One-third of the farm crops in Iowa, per their governor, are destroyed. Well, that's tit for tat, isn't it? Because, for finally, they've done that 2 years in a row, 3 years in a row. Worked it on us, didn't they? Destroyed a whole lot up and down the road. Well, finally, they got a little flooding over in China. And I'll tell you what, if that tickling, somebody ought to just tickle that Three Gorges and make it go bye-bye, all right? That would keep them busy for a long time. The other thing I'm hearing about is some of the buildings, apparently, that are people are going bye-bye in New York, businesses leaving and taking off, and also in Chicago and in the various big cities, L.A. and the, you know, surrounding areas where large retailers are leaving the areas where the looting has taken place, that apparently, quietly, the Red Chinese are sending in attorneys, you know, and trusts and that kind of stuff, land trusts and specialized corporations and holding companies to buy up some of those buildings in Chicago or Seattle or Portland or L.A. or New York or wherever. But that's like 2 to 3 levels down or up and down the chain of the, you know, I remember one time seeing some guys in Louisiana who allegedly named the LeBlanc brothers who had over 1,400 different corporations and interlocking holding companies and stuff in just one subdivision area or one group of commercial real estate in Baton Rouge. And then nobody could figure it out because it was all so intertwined. Like Tante Flo's a hairball off her cats, you know? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it is quite interesting to see. But the Chinese are using these are using these as military intelligence type satellite networks that don't have to be in space, and their cameras actually work better, and it's all done under the guise of Google, all right? Google, Google. To Google balloons, allegedly. Plausible deniability, and you're not looking at it. Or maybe you are, if you've got the Navy's got an E-2 Hawkeye, good name for a plane. Got an E-2 Hawkeye at Springfield Branson. I believe Brother Steve Quayle's website's got a story up there on that. Out of the Springfield, Missouri papers down there, or TV station website. And, the fact that, they're doing that, they may be looking at some of these Google balloons. Cause there's been three up over, in between, Offutt and between Whiteman in northern Missouri, above North Kansas City. We did have some that were up over Nevada, okay, and that area, and that whole area up in there. And you know this so-called derecho. It's a wide derecho. The thing that destroyed all these crops in the northern part of the Midwest. Allegedly, that weather system started in South Dakota. Did Al Swearingen and Deadwood cause a consternation of some sort, or did they discover more gold there yesterday, or whatever they did, in the past few days to cause that derecho? No, I think that quite frankly, it's the combination of some of the Chinese weather stuff and Russian, because they're in this thing in cahoots, they're colluding. Against the United States, I think that those collusion with that coming from the West Coast or even under and through the earth that's popping up like on a bank shot, plus the Google balloons, the three or four of them that were up over Nevada in that area, that they could have been using electromagnetic AEW war, kind of same weather warfare weapons, to help to create the derecho to cause this stuff. But the fact of the matter is, I've been telling you to buy a can of Chunky Soup for quite a number of years now, haven't I? If you'd have started out buying that extra can of Chunky Soup for two a week 16 years ago when I first started talking to you about it, now back then you could get long-term storage food. And there still is some freeze-dried and dehydrated out there, some. And the advantage of it is you can keep it for, 20-25 years. So take a look and see and look at 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 different number of places. Look at all kinds of different things. Go to your local, Cabela's and your different places that you might shop. Academy, Gander Mountain, whatever it might be. Bass Pro, Shields. Whatever is in your area. Look at all of those. Go online and look at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 different places. Nitropack.com, nitropack.com, emergency essentials, all the different places that you might look. I'm just telling you. And see what their thing is. But if they've got them in stock, you can order them. Old Big Mac, my buddy Old Big Mac, he got him a little bit of something out there. To put with his Big Macs. Hi, brother. Anyway, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this food thing is getting serious. Lord Jesus, I've told you so many times, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations, and then in Matthew 25, he tells you basically, you better have your lamp and your lamp oil and your new wicks and trim them and all the stuff. Because when the five foolish virgins come and the door's already been shut because the wise ones went in with the bridegroom, they knock and they say, "Oh Lord, Lord, open to us." And Lord Jesus says in Matthew 25, "Barely, barely, I say unto you, I know ye not." You got to survive and keep going, and you got to pray, and you got to have him as your Savior. If you have not repented of your sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then do so now. It's the best deal in town. It's the thing that is going to give you the ability and potential to survive. And even if you're to lose your life on this planet, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And a Dallas food bank, a mile-long line at a Dallas food bank. And now we're going to now elect Joe Biden and, you know, Karma Chameleon. And the first thing they're going to do is get rid of fracking and destroy the energy, you know, industry in the United States. How's that going to do for you, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia? How's that going to do for you? It ain't going to do for you. Don't vote for them. And I'm going to tell you what, become a poll watcher and watch the bull crap that's going to go on in every polling station if we even have an election this year. Not because Trump was trying to steal them. No, if we even have an election, because if it gets too close, then you can bet you're going to have war with the Red Chinese, war in the Middle East, you know, civil war started in America, started by the communists. Dmitry Dudeman's prophecy of the war, the civil war starting to come by the communists in America, would then at that point, that you would then see attacks on the nuclear weapons storage areas in the United States and a lot of bases and big, you know, bases, a military, Air Force bases, particularly missile bases and strategic air bases and ICBM sites and all that kind of stuff. Dmitry Dudeman. I can never figure out years ago, well, why would they say a civil war started by the communists? Well, there sure is one. And then you got red Chinese communists sending in all kind of weirdo stuff, don't you? And if they released the Wuhan flu or they went along with the release of it, even though allegedly little Lord Fauci Roy gave $3.7 million to help him graft on the HIV virus onto the new SARS out of a bat. I tell you what, you better get ready to get fighting mad, because this thing is going to go, and when it goes, it's going to go quick. When it goes, it's going to go quick. And I tell you what, President Trump is trying to do everything he can. He did a good job getting this thing with the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel to do a treaty. That's a positive thing. But see, Turkey and those people, they're not going to be able to have that. The Saudis are now siding with Red China because that idiot over there had to kill all of his people, kill that guy, you know, on TV, you know, damn near on television, all right?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we went to a little talky because it got knocked up the air here. Got knocked up the air. So we're on this thing right now, and that old hawk must be hitting a nail on the old head again. Because I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quest started this stuff, he got knocked up the air more than anybody ever saw. When he used to be on, like, shortwave and stuff like that, too, they even detuned some of that in the old days, you know? The old shortwave got detuned. And the Mexican hat dance got bled into it. So I'm telling you, they blew out his boards in his old studio, just nailed it. They took out trunk lines, the big trunk lines, the whole bit, all right? And that particular stuff is just incredible. I was talking about the Israeli and United Arab Emirates treaty that they are just getting ready to sign, that they agreed to today, and then that's a good positive thing, but this is not going to be allowed, you see, because they're trying to start the war in the Middle East and get the Gog-Magog war going. And so you got to have all the different stuff. You got Gog-Magog going to do something, you know. And that's where I was talking about the Saudi guy who had to kill that guy in Turkey right off the bat. Remember that? And all those kind of things are just happening everywhere. But the fact of the matter is what you can do. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. You can continue to methodically prepare, get food, water storage, water purification like Bergfeld or whatever, you know, that will take out viruses and bacteria and parasites and filter them out. You can also get the aerobic 7 type of treatments. You can get the different things and be totally redundant on water purification and containers to store it or to carry it or transport it. Smaller, I think, sometimes better. The water blocks, the 5-gallon collapsible jugs, the top-of-the-line water jugs, not necessarily milk jugs, but water jugs. Because you got to get the right plastic. You can't get something that's going to leak or leach stuff into things. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get with it and get the right stuff, you know. And if you don't have it, if you do not have it, then you need to get it. And that is the fact. You need to get it as best you possibly can. I talked to some people yesterday. They've been doing a lot of canning, and they're still having a hard time finding some of the canning supplies, you know. And I said, well, you better get the regular canned stuff because it's being disappeared because the Chinese are the ones that make the tin cans or make the aluminum cans and steel cans. So you better get that while it's still available. Now, not all ports of the United States are the same on that. Some I have better supply of canned goods, and I check it every week at least twice in different stores and different things. Walmart doesn't usually have any. Some of the others don't usually have any, and then I find a lot of problems in the mountain areas and in that kind of stuff, and more to the East Coast and other places where it's starting to disappear, okay? And that, I think, is partially because of the large populations, you know, as far as that goes. But there's also other things that when you're in the center of the country, and if you're sitting in a capital of a FEMA region, there might be more supply than if you're sitting somewhere where it's not the FEMA region capital. So that is something to think about. These Google balloon stuff, they got one over Panama. The Red Chinese had the Panama Canal. They got them up over some of Africa, about 10 of them over Africa. They got them over the Midwest. They got them off the coast of California, the ones that were up in there. They got a couple of them passed on through, and then they put up new balloons that are now up over Nevada again. And they're putting these things up from out at sea in a lot of cases. Now, I also had some deep background. You know, you may have seen the article about how the Red Chinese sensing devices are being used by the Canadians, apparently very close to our submarine bases. Well, let me tell you something. Those fishing vessels, all those freighters and fishing vessels for the Red Chinese that were off the Galapagos in places, I think they're going west. As they go, they allegedly, listen up there, Navy and all the different hootenannies in the Joint Chiefs. They allegedly are putting out from those fishing vessels, the Chinese fishing vessels that were off the Galapagos, they're dropping sensors onto the floor of the ocean so as to track our submarines, okay, and our shipping, as well as with the loony balloons. They're tracking all the aircraft. They're looking down. They can read your memo if you're sitting out in the back, you know, and you got your bill of lading for the, or maybe you're going to the mailbox and you just received some bogus masks that came out of nowhere from Red China. If you get any of that, don't open it, because I'm going to tell you, they probably just dusted with the new COVID stuff. Those seeds were like the Terminator-type seeds that were designed to kill everything in the ground. If you planted them in your neighborhood or in your backyard, you wouldn't be able to have a garden. If you put them on the farm, you may take over and kill all your crops in the field. Plus, we just lost 10 million acres of crops. One-third of the Iowa crops and farm crops are gone. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the war is already on. Do not look for, you know, beach crap and that kind of stuff and all the, you know, hitting the beach in World War II. It's not that time. It's not getting on the big planes or the ships and going to Vietnam. It's not the Korean thing. It's not the Gulf War deal. This is asymmetrical, quote-unquote, act of God-type warfare, plus special ops and intelligence warfare with saboteurs and all of that. Now, did you see that? You recall that the United Nations is a part owner of all the parks, you know, the United States national parks and all that stuff, and maybe certain parkland in Virginia that has a deep forest there, where then a military helicopter goes over, you know, and gets a well-placed round through it, which they don't say what the caliber of the round was or any of that, but the FBI is supposedly investigating that and all that. Well, that could be United Nations contingent or Red Chinese or a Russian Spetsnaz sniper that even, you know, not long ago was at Fort... out in Fort Carson in Colorado, and they even trained with the U.S. Snipers from the Army Rangers. Recall that? Well, maybe it's not some kid with a 22 or a wild-eyed, you know, this or that or the other in the woods. Somebody's coming on in. That's a good little shot, you know, with a one round, one hit, you know. So, do we have UN troops in the woods? We got Jinks in the woods. We got the Russian Spetsnaz in the woods. You know, I mean, I tell you, this thing is just, you don't know what's going on because it's been so long in the tooth. And I remember when the Joker cut Obama, hired the Spetsnaz to come in. And ever since then, we've had sabotage going on. We had train derails, fertilizer plants, tank farms where oil was stored. Chemical plants, we had the Red Chinese popping them, and then all of a sudden, over in Red China, then, you know, they started popping over there. We had mine troubles here, they had mine troubles over there. Remember all of that? We caught them all up and down the line, and this war is ongoing. You need to think like you're at war. You need to get your victory garden going. If you can, you can still plant a fall and winter garden. Put a hoop deal over it, you know, the plastic tarp over it in a hoop, you know, or put you something back to what you got now and then buy whatever you're going to buy regular and put it in a, you know, a cave or, you know what I'm saying, a root cellar. You don't have one of those, see what about you can do to buy one. You got a hill in the back 40, you know, or, you know, you got a big hill up and down the hill and you can just dig right on in. Or you can make one out of block and then cover it with dirt. Might be a good place to hide out in case you needed a shelter. And if you have not seen Kress and Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War, that can be downloaded off of the web. Kress and Carney with a C. Okay, Cresson. C-R-E-A-S-O-N or whatever. Carney. And it's How to Survive Nuclear War. There are places where you can print it off. You can download it. You can have it, or it's about 300-400 pages or whatever. If you had enough time, you could print that sucker, and you'd really have something. Or you can order that book, too, from somebody. We'll sell you the book. And then there's other good books. No Such Thing as Doomsday. Philip L. Hoag and Arlene R. Hoag. That has got detailed information about the different... nuclear type protection factors and all of that in it. Dare to Prepare by Holly Drennendale. Dare to Prepare. You can go up to, I believe it's standdale.com, go to Holly's section and get order that book. These things are going to be stuff that you're going to need and want. You're going to have them to whether they're not online or they're not in the cloud or they're not on the DVD. Because if you don't have electricity, you might want to get them. There's all kind of books, you know, that you can get. Mother Earth News has got a lot of good books in their back area where you can order a whole bunch of different ones. A lot of people sell the books. I was looking in a particular magazine. I'm just trying to thread through to find where I saw this stuff today. But it was a group of books for that. It was from Survivor's Edge magazine. And they've got a whole section in there about nuclear war and how to survive it or how to attempt to. And I'll tell you, it's something that you need to get looking at, you know. But anyway, they had a whole section of different books to order and all that prepper-type books. And you need to know all of that stuff, and you need to have it in hardback or in at least stiff paperback and keep it to where you're going to need it. Because if we get popped and the power grid goes down or we get hit with a nuclear weapon or a combination thereof or another type of a deal like a neutron weapon that tries to kill all the people, then you're going to have the ability to understand how to live back from the 1800s or the 1700s. So that's the thing. Yeah, Brother Crazy Horse, I'm aware of that, but we're really more into the fifth generation warfare, which is act of God type. It's all the different things. It's all different stuff, but it's asymmetrical. That's what we're saying. And I agree with you on all of that. Somebody sent me something. It's a good thing. I don't have time to look at it right now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this coronavirus, they probably are unleashing the new variety of it. And Obama, Karma Chameleon, they are Luciferian, demon commie rats, in my opinion. Luciferian, demon commie rats, if you vote for them, then I hope you get what you deserve, because I'm going to tell you, you'll get it. And they may have the ability, by allegedly utilizing the Soros money, which may be a front, maybe, or allegedly might be, or could be, possibly, allegedly, a front from the Rothschilds, who claim their descendancy, allegedly, from Nimrod and Semiramis, those who found a black magic on the planet. This is not a normalcy bias scenario to be looking at, thinking about the election. But all the pundits on TV do all of that, all right? And while the stock market keeps going up, and that's good if you got anything in it, but you ought to maybe take a little bit out. If you don't have 3 years of food, maybe you should. If you do not have nuclear biological chemical equipment to protect you and your family, or if you got kids or grandkids and they got kids, you have something that would protect the young babies? A baby ranger or a youth ranger, the positive pressure type system where you put them up inside the bubble and protect them that way. They've been used, incidentally, since World War II in England. World War I and II, they had some of that. Now they're greatly improved. Do you like your dogs and your cats and your mind of birds and all that kind of stuff? You may want a positive pressure pet enclosure. You can look all that up. You can go to approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com. Take a look. I'm not affiliated with them. It's just that I know they have the pictures. But if I was going to order anything, I would try to make sure to order it and that it was in stock. And I would ask not this question, when is it going to ship, but when am I going to receive it guaranteed, okay? When is my guaranteed receipt of this? And will you put it in writing, all right? Order what you can on the hoof. If you can find it locally, then buy it locally. Circulate some money in your local area. online is good as long as they can deliver it. But all that can disappear in a heartbeat, you know? Oh, I'm tell you what, Brother Quayle has got all kind of offerings up at his site, and you better avail yourself of them. The final streaming broadcast event, October 16th and 17th of this year, Final Warning, Brace for Impact. You can sign up for that and register up for it. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Gerald Celente, Greg Gunner, Brandon Smith, Dave Hodges, Mike Adams, Robert McGinnis, Lisa Haven, Daniel Holdings, and more. All right? You can still look at Cascadia. Steve also still has book special by two of Steve's most important detailed books about the future. Special low price. You can also get another special promo, buy two books and get one free. Okay? You can sign up for Steve's podcast, The Q-Files 2.0. That's by subscription only. All that's at stevequayle.com. And you can also scroll down past the stories of the day at the bottom, and you can click right in there to listen live to Hawk Radio. And always remember, you can also listen live on Global Star 5 satellite and choose the best media or use pop-up player. If you're listening right now, you're probably already doing that. But that's one way to tell people. They can go to Steve Quayle's site and go through there and click through. Now, oh boy, U.S. Nuclear Research Lab reportedly hosted a re-education camp for white males only. Because you have to re-educate yourself because you're white privileged and therefore you shouldn't be involved in anything. You should give all your money and reparations and everything. You should bend down and shine shoes and do all this kind of stuff because of that. Well, I don't think so, you know. You better stand up for Lord Jesus, and he's also the only one that I would kneel down for. Wouldn't be kneeling for any kind of a BLM or any kind of a protest of the flag or any of that. Oh, man. Serious supply chain deficiency in terms of beverage cans, ammunition, lumber, appliances. I know somebody just said that they've been waiting to get their freezer. They couldn't even get a big, you know, nice freezer to put in the basement to stock up on. They wanted to buy some more meat and put it away, you know, freezing, you know. They had to wait a great long time to get the freezer because they were out of them. Couldn't get it. They had to order one. Just got it after a few weeks. Incredible. Couldn't even get a freezer. Well, I'll tell you what. When you see those things in the paper where you can get the working refrigerator freezers or the freezers themselves, go take a look at it. You might pick them up. I remember I picked up a small chest freezer. I did buy that new, but then I picked up a from a guy who just wanted to get rid of his old refrigerator, and I put that out in the garage. But it's got another freezer. So if you've got one in the refrigerator freezer inside, you got another in the garage, you got something else in the basement, then you got a lot of freezer capacity. And you got the solar stuff, you got generators, and oh, hello to my buddy out there and my good buddy in, I ain't going to say the town. Let's just say in Montana. Good for you getting your Generac and all that set up. God bless you. And that'll be a blessing to you, I know, in your case. It'll really be good for you. And, ladies and gentlemen, anything you can do to prepare methodically and to not go crazy, but prepare methodically from lists based on what you need to do as you review daily, hourly, weekly, whatever you want to do it at, as you review what your needs might be changing to. But I would say that if you have not looked at nuclear biological chemical protection or how to have a, in your basement, perhaps a an expedient shelter or to build one down in there, You can do such things as a lean-to. You can do a lean-to shelter in the corner of a basement. You can take like 3/4-inch plywood, let's say, and fix it up to where it leans off the wall, and that you've got inside there, you've got all your food, some of your food and all your different things. And then if you put around that outside edge of that 3/4-inch plywood, if you put a shelf, like, you know, nail up some 2x4s or a 2x6 or whatever, and then start adding block or bricks on top of that to give you even more, protection factor, that would be good to do. If you were in a basement and that basement portion happened to be under your garage, concrete garage floor, you see what I'm saying? There's all kind of things like that to do. If you don't have a basement, then you can put one in the garage, possibly, or out back or whatever. But you need 3 feet of dirt, 2 foot of, 2 foot of concrete, you know, and, anything you can get, bricks, blocks, whatever, you can do that. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Apparently, radical leftist groups are calling for an illegal 50-day siege of the White House. Well, that'll be real interesting to see because, you know, we want to do all of that. That's going to help America. The communist groups are being funded with the red Chinese money, the Russian money, all of the different stuff, the Rothschilds and all the people in London who invented communism and hired Karl Marx, you know, and sent him over there to learn from Engels and get studied up and all of the different things. And if you go back to old Thomas Malthus, the father of the dismal science, economics, and, you know, you go back to the Georgia Guidestones, 500 million people, maximum on planet Earth, you know, in harmony and perpetuity, you know, speaking all languages, blah, 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 you know. Well, let me tell you, that means they got to kill 6 billion, you know, or 6.5 billion to get you down to 500 million, which is the number that Thomas Malthus told the crown in England that is the number that the earth as a system of supplies and economics could safely handle in terms of population without it blowing up the whole deal. You see what I'm saying? So then Biden wants to get back in to where we give trillions of dollars to the other nations of the world under the Geneva, you know, the Geneva climate change crap. So I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You need to stand up for the Lord. You need to stand up for your family and all of it. And, you know, I've talked to you about the fact that, you know, some of these people that got arrested in Portland, out of 15 of them, 12 of them were public school teachers. So that means that they've been targeting public schools, the TV news reporters, the Daily Planet reporters, you know, the newspapers, your local TV guys. They also, Soros has been giving money not to the judges, but has been giving money to the prosecuting attorneys. That's all paying off. Seattle, not going to prosecute. Portland, not going to prosecute. Bend, Oregon, local prosecutor was in the demonstration against the ICE last night. Prosecutor in Atlanta, not going to prosecute. You see, prosecutors in Kim Fox up there let 25,000 cases go that were felonies. In Chicago. In New York City, they're letting everybody go, no bail. But why? They want them back out on the street as chaos merchants, as criminals, as wild weasels running, doing everything to destroy and to bring down this country. Yeah, if you got some softball out there, go out and watch it, you know. You got a Dairy Queen, they're still serving, then go get one. And the news, you know, the news today says that AMC, which was funded out of Kansas City back in the 20s, the big theater chain, they're going to start showing fun movies again, all right, starting out in a couple weeks or whatever. I think the 20th of August, and that weekend they're going to show some older movies that are classics and stuff that, you know, from our era, and do it that way. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Function Junction. The Wild Weasels are on the trains. They're all ready to go. They're all headed to the same place. All headed to the same place. I was going to say something else. I forget exactly what it was. I was thinking about it just a little bit ago. Oh, yeah, it was in the... The person who did a fairly good shot at that helicopter was a good rifleman. All right, it's not all that easy necessarily when a chopper is flying by fairly quickly to hit the thing with one shot. You know, it's right out of the Bourne Legacy in a sense. But the Red Chinese or a Spetsnaz sniper or somebody like that could sure do it. But you need to look into the fact here that we've got a large standing army already in the United States. What was the FBI said about the number of soldiers of the cartels back a few years ago? Back even 10 years ago, they said there were up to 120,000 cartel soldiers inside the United States. I'd say that's probably closer than that, what I understand, closer to 200 or 250,000. Soldados and capitans, all right, of the cartels running the dope. You've got close to 1 million or so street gang members in the United States. Remember, they had the gang peace in Kansas City in the late 90s, and they started funding a lot of the leaders of the big gangs to get them to try to calm down some of the drive-by stuff of the 90s, you know, the 80s and 90s era. And they did for a while, but now it's all coming back on schedule, and they're going to use that as the cannon fodder that will help create the chaos. And all of that's being done, as Soros will pay $15 to $20 an hour, and as old Lori Lighten the Loper's foot in Chicago there said, well, there was a planned attack to take out these things. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope Cartier and all those people do leave on you this age. Heck with Chicago's Magnificent Mile, you know. Let's go up to Northridge Mall or whatever it is up there. Northridge, I forget the name of it. Anyway, Brother Quail just sent out a thing on his 2.0. And he said Yellow Circle is a prelude to Yellow Stars. I agree with that. I saw that the other night. They're talking about kids who have not been vaccinated for the schools and all these big school teacher unions and all these people. Is they're starting to say we're going to have to put a yellow circle with that designates the school child that you have did not get vaccinated. So therefore, they're a danger. So it's just like the star that designated Jewish. Are in Nazi Germany. But that's not Trump doing that. Okay, that's these school districts and these school teacher unions. That's the kind of stuff that will happen under a Biden and Karma Chameleon, you know? The Lord Jesus wants you to endure it till the end. He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. All right? Practice the Matthew 25, and also I'm going to tell you, teach your children and start to get them into shape, all right? A lot of kids are not doing anything but clicking their, you know, keyboards and that kind of stuff, playing the games. Get them out in the backyard. Get them on the bicycles. I know some good men are on bicycles all the time because their daddy gets them on there. and that they're starting to do push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups and all that kind of stuff. If you know how to box, if you know how to wrestle, if you know how to do martial arts of any sort, you know how to, you know, shoot a 22 or shoot a firearm, teach it to your children. If you have money and you have that kind of stuff, and you're still in good shape and you can get them into a practical self-defense class. Maybe even you and the your wife and all your kids could take it one night a week. Or maybe one of the martial arts teachers just wanted to come by the house one time for an hour every now and then and give you some basic pointers. You might even be able to find somebody, you know, like from the military, who was an excellent hand-to-hand person that could show you some different stuff. If nothing else, get you some videotapes and practice the drills and stuff on the videotapes. Go find the stuff from even World War II, you know, from the first special forces group, you know, that was a joint Canadian-American group that trained in Colorado, that were trained in the killer stuff, you know. Go back and look at the films and things on the 1-2, you know, the bop, bop, bop stuff from that they taught the OSS and SAS and the Special Executive in London, England. The stuff that was, you know, 1-2, kill 'em, Joe, you know, kind of stuff, you know. And that stuff is real. You know, that is real. And it shows you all kinds of things, and it's all about getting from point A to point B. You don't have to have the fancy moves or the this or that or that or the other crane or this or that. Kung Fu is great, tremendous. But if you can get to the point real quick without doing a lot of other things, you go boom, 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 and then that's it. Jeet Kune Do, Bruce Lee's stuff, Apkido, which is the Korean, more to the military side of things. But anything that you've got, good old wrestling, roughhouse wrestling, and dirty boxing, whatever it is you learn or teach, get your kids involved with it and start hitting the heavy bags and doing anything, because I'm going to tell you, we ain't got much time to get ready. And I'm going to tell you, people like me, just I ain't going to be running down the street after something. I'm just going to reach out, you know. I'd rather looking out on the optics and handle something out, you know, at 800 yards or 1,000 yards or something like that. Old Mickey Lapua, he wants to, you know, he wants to have a good supper or sit on the lanai. He's got to have at least a 1,300 to 1,500-yard buffer there. You got Ronnie Barrett specials, more power to you. I wish I'd have bought that stuff when it was all a lot cheaper. And also, used to be able to get other 50 cals that were good. But be that as it may, whatever it is you got, and if you don't have a firearm, talk to your Uncle Joe, your Uncle Herbert, or somebody. They've got one extra shotgun. See if you can get that from them, a pump or something that's easy to work. Even an old double barrel, that'll work too. Or a 22 rifle, a 22 long rifle or pistol. Something that they might have an extra of that you could get ammunition for. I'm still seeing 30-06 is available. Bolt action, nothing wrong with them. Get them with a scope. And there still is 30-06 ammo available. There is still a good bird shot and that kind of thing, but you can get heavier steel shot and different stuff for geese and ducks, more powerful, you know, number two, number four kind of rounds of bird shot. You might be able to find some slugs. I did see about a week ago some slugs at the Bass Pro. And I bought one small box of them. They only had one or two boxes, and I couldn't get the other one, so I just bought the one. But ladies and gentlemen, That's all I can tell you to do is to continue to prepare and to be ready to counterpunch. Don't throw yourself on the initial big go-around or fire that they're going to try to lure you into. But if they come to your home and they come to your neighborhood, and I was driving through a neighborhood and I saw more of those black hearts sitting at the edge of each driveway and stuff in different houses, and I found clusters of them on different streets in suburban neighborhoods. Nice suburban neighborhoods. They're putting them on there. They're affiliates and allies of Black Lives Matter. And they put those on there so that when if the attack is going to come by the BLM Antifas, they're supposed to leave those houses alone, you see. So the more of those things they have in the driveways and stuff, some people have one of them. Others had one, two, three, four. I think the more you contribute in, the more of those you get to place them all over your property so they can't miss it. Something is getting ready to go down big, and I'm going to tell you, President Trump is doing what he can do as far as that goes, and as far as with the people that he has working for him in the military and stuff, and that Esper guy, those people are all anti-Trump. All of them. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting awful long in the tooth and tired, but I'm going to stay in this fight, and you know why? Because I work for the true CIC, Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you don't want to go into their fight without night without a fight, because Lucy is going to pretty soon, he's going to work his night of darkness, the days of darkness stuff. And when you get there, you're going to start hearing, you know, your old lost grandmother's voice come into your ear and say, come out, Jane, and see me, and that kind of stuff. That demonic kind of crap. And I'm going to tell you, you better be ready with the full armor of God, and you better be having Lord Jesus as your Savior and our Father in heaven, backing you up all the time, and that you pray to them, you ask them to put your family in a place of true sanctuary. Or if you can do that, and then also at the same time say, Lord, put me in the land where you need me to stand against all this evil. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians and those who would come against us. Hey, Mango Rangers, I know you're ready. Old Mickey LaPool, I know, Mickey, you're on M-Optics. Good. Squeeze it. Rico and Thomas, 20 push-ups, boys. 20 push-ups. Let's get tough. Let's get tough. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you medical miracles and also provide you a superabundance of all needed and wanted for preparations. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.